Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. Getting set for a 6:05 first pitch here on a Saturday night as the Shuckers get set to take on the Mississippi Braves. It's time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake, and we're joined by Brewers hitting coordinator, Brenton Del Chiaro. Brenton, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, happy to be here.
How much have you been enjoying your time in Biloxi? Second time back in Biloxi, and it seems like every time you show up, the offense has been in a good place.
Well, that's a good thing, right? Especially when I'm in town. No, it's always exciting to come here and see the talent we have with this group up and down the lineup, to see what they can do on a nightly basis and see what they do within a series. So you always know you're going to see something good when you come here.
Especially with this team as young as it is, it has to be exciting for you to see them succeed against talent that most of the time is 2, 3, or even 4 years older.
Yeah, you know, when you look at our group that we have here, we're the second youngest offensive group in the Southern League, and to see what they're able to do and hold their own and actually exceed expectations is really a good look for the organization, and it's really good to see that the players are having success.
And especially in your position as the hitting coordinator, you oversee everything on the hitting side of the organization. That has to make you feel real good that all the planning and work you put in the offseason is coming to fruition here with the players during the regular season.
Well, the credit goes to the staff. They're the ones who are implementing our initiatives, and they're the ones that are with the players daily. So I am truly thankful for the staff that we have here, you know, throughout the organization, but especially here in Biloxi as well, that, you know, they are able to relate to the players. They're able to drive our initiatives and accomplish the goals that we set out. And so, again, like I said, I'm thankful for the group that we have.
You've spent time in your career as both a hitting coach and now as a hitting coordinator. What's the biggest difference you've seen between the two positions?
Taking a higher level look in the organization versus being in the trenches with 13 guys throughout the course of a season. You get a real up close, almost too up close look when you're at an affiliate all year long. Whereas when you're the hitting coordinator, you have to oversee the whole department. So, you know, you've got 9 coaches, you have 100 plus hitters. So you have to be able to telescope out and look at the bigger picture being a coordinator.
Well, and how does that work looking at 100 different players? It's more of overarching plans, right, instead of individualized ones?
Yeah, again, the offseason is spent planning a lot, you know, and coming up with initiatives that we think are going to move the department forward, and then kind of hashing those, what's important, prioritizing what we think is important, and then developing a plan and then presenting it to the coaches, who then in turn present it to the players.
Is the season for you a bit more, not stress-free, but a bit more easier on you in the off-season when you're planning, day in, day out?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. The off-season is more of a grind for me in this position than it is during the season. The season is just observing and making little tweaks here and there throughout the system, but it's just making sure that our hitting coaches are putting our players in the position to succeed. The off-season's where the hard work.
Talking about players that have been succeeding, Jackson Churio, Tyler Black, Jefferson Cairo have all succeeded in big-time ways this year. Tyler Black's just coming off a month where he had an OPS above 1,000 in a league where it's really hard to hit in the Southern League. What's impressed you the most about this trio this year?
His damage profile. It's something that he's been able to tap into. It's a goal that we set for him this year coming into the season is, can you impact the baseball a little bit more? Not so much necessarily hitting more home runs, but obviously looking for doubles and triples and then the homer component as well. And so he's been able to layer that into his skill set, and it's really exciting to see what he's done.
Talking about Jefferson Cairo, talking about impacting the baseball and damaging the baseball, hit one over the light tower a couple weeks back. He was a guy that was in spring training with the big league club. How much have you seen him grow from day one of spring training up now to the midway point of the season?
In short, a lot. To see a 20-year-old be able to do what he's done at this level, and especially with the baseball that's being used in the Southern League as well. But getting the exposure at Major League Camp, being around older players, established players, and kind of see how they carry themselves, I think he's been able to really resonate with that and take that into and make it his own into this season. I think the most impressive homer was the opposite field homer he hit last week. That right there shows you what he's capable of.
When Jackson Churio as well is being able to use all fields this year, we've seen him go inside out 100 mile an hour from fastball from Ben Joyce. We've seen him poke one out of the yard on the pull side of things. How impressive has his power been to go along with the speed component at 19 years old?
That's it right there. It's 19 years old. It reminds me a lot of when I had Mike Trout in the Midwest League and what he was able to do. You see these outliers come through, and it's just, you're amazed on a nightly basis, and just their true talent comes up. the game's easy. It's just getting him to focus and concentrate a little bit more to allow it to happen more often. And I think he's learning that, like, what it is to be a true professional.
How exciting is it for the organization on the hitting side of things to have so many good young talent in the upper minors?
Well, it's exciting. You know, for the longest time, we've been known as a pitching organization, and to see from the position players and a wave of position players getting closer to Milwaukee or getting to Milwaukee, it's really exciting to see that we're able to provide the organization with assets and options to help supplement the lineup in Milwaukee.
There's been a lot of star power throughout the organization in the first half of the season. What's been the biggest thing that you've seen that you've really loved from the org first half of the year?
Our ability to swing at pitches in the strike zone. That's something that we set out as a goal for this year. Last I checked a couple days ago, we were second in all of baseball in swing decisions. And so we are making good decisions within the strike zone. And that's the name of the game, right? You're only as good as the pitch you swing at. And we're not chasing as much as an org, as a whole. And I'm really proud to see what the group has accomplished thus far.
We've talked a lot about the high-profile guys throughout this Shuckers team. But is there a guy that's kind of been a little under the radar as far as what people have been saying this year who you've been really impressed with?
Two come to mind immediately. It's Noah Campbell and it's Wes Clark. Wes bought into our bat speed offseason program and has really elevated his game offensively. And then to see Noah Campbell get the opportunity to play, make the most of it, become a staple in the lineup, and then get an opportunity to go to AAA and impact that group there. I'm really excited for those two players.
Well, that's put a big smile on your face when he goes up AAA and just casually has a 2-home run game without the tagged baseball, which also has to really make you feel good about how good guys have played here in Biloxi with the tagged ball giving a little extra movement to pitches.
Exactly. They've overcome some adversity, and to see what they're doing with a souped-up baseball, if you will, is really exciting. So when they do get an opportunity to play with a, I guess, normal, quote-unquote, baseball, it will make the challenge less of a challenge.
Well, thanks much for joining us. It's been a lot of fun seeing him this year, and hopefully a lot of big things to come up in Milwaukee.
Yeah, really looking forward to it.
This has been today's pregame interview. It's the Shuckers and the M-Braves at 6:05.